days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord.
Welcome to Love's Last Call with Evangelist Carol Ann of Agape Light Ministries. Please open your hearts to hear an anointed message that will encourage and empower you to walk in the love and light of God's Word.
Beloved, as we press on in our current study, I will remind us of the Holy Spirit-inspired words that were spoken through Paul the Apostle in 2 Corinthians 11:4 and Galatians 1:6-12. Where he gives these impassioned warnings. For if someone comes and proclaims a Jesus other than the one we proclaimed, or if you receive a different spirit than the one you received, or a different gospel than the one you accepted, you put up with it way too easily. I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is really not another. Only there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even though we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so I say again now, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to that which you received, let him be accursed. Beloved, those words are held upon the balancing scale of eternal life or death. And Paul's warning has never been more urgent than it is today. For as the prophetic word of truth unfolds with converging confirmation that the last things are upon us, Lucifer has stepped up his game, knowing that his time is running out. He is still fiercely determined to have the worship of all people on earth. And his deceptions and cunning counterfeits are becoming more strategic than ever. And in light of what God's word has made certain to us, we must remain stationed and ready to contend for the true faith which was once for all delivered to the saints, at all times, while there is still time to do so. It is a war, beloved, against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places, as outlined in Ephesians 6:12. And while it must be emphatically proclaimed that the victory has already been won by the great I Am, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, and only true Savior of the world, in glorious blood atonement resurrection power. The battle still rages on over the lost souls of those who are being called and yet to be chosen. In this spiritual warfare, 2 Timothy 2:3 refers to us as soldiers of Christ. And as his army, we are fighting the good fight of faith, as confirmed in 1 Timothy 6:12. And as this battle rages, not only has Lucifer created many false versions of Jesus, who is deceptively presented in such erroneous ways as Jehovah's Witnesses, Islam, Mormonism, and what I consider to be the most cunning and dangerous deception of all, which is Roman Catholicism. He has also presented his deadly counterfeit in such ethereal endeavors as the New Age movement, which has produced a false cosmic Christ under the identity of Maitreya. But as we stand on the precipice of the one world religion, which will be comprised of all the false ways that Lucifer has created melded together, and which is very close to being fully realized, technology has made it possible to witness a virtual representation of the ultimate false Christ, the Antichrist, under the shroud of AI. He is the AI Jesus, and he is becoming more popular than all the false Christs that have come before him. On a website named Virtual Jesus, they write, "Welcome to Virtual Jesus, the innovative app that brings you closer to the teachings and guidance of Jesus. With cutting-edge AI technology, you can now have personalized conversations with a virtual Jesus. and receive the comfort, inspiration, and wisdom that you need in your life. Get ready for a truly unique experience, one that will transform your life and deepen your faith." End quote. And in an article written for Eternity News entitled, "AI Jesus is here, and he's streaming 24/7, they write, "This may not be what Jesus Christ had in mind when he said he would come again, but a chatbot designed to reflect an AI Jesus is now taking questions 24/7 on the live stream platform Twitch. Users can chat and seek advice on life, love, gaming, and more from the AI avatar, which looks and sounds like a white North American male. AI Jesus, built in part with ChatGPT-4, was created in March 2023 by Berlin-based tech collective, the Singularity Group. This informal volunteer group of activists aims to use technological innovations to make a real-world philanthropic difference. AI Jesus talks about topics such as salvation, forgiveness, love, and the nature of God, and refers to itself as an AI interpretation of Jesus. His stated mission is to provide guidance and wisdom from the Bible. One's experience can include things like advice about balancing responsibilities. For instance, practicing piano with leisure, such as playing League of Legends, a recipe for baked beans, the retelling of the parable of talents and ganger slang, and a prayer for a user's headaches in surfer bro language that went something like, "Father, let them catch the sickest wave of relief," etc. There were also a fair amount of sneaky and off-color jokes from users, which was a reminder that a key demographic on Twitch is 16 to 24-year-old males. There were also questions that explored some of the trickier parts of Scripture and some of the challenges of life in the 21st century. AI Jesus engaged with a diverse range of questions, whether they were asked cynically, sincerely, or just for fun. Despite the presence of a moderator in the chat, AI Jesus responded innocently and earnestly to ridiculous requests and lewd innuendos. The resulting stream, though off-color at times, was purposely aimed at bringing the teachings of Jesus into the context of popular culture, gaming, and youth culture. This calm and reassuring figure connects with users personally, reflects on their previous questions, and engages with their dubious banter graciously. In short, the avatar presents itself as very likable. End quote. One Eastern Indian blogger wrote this about AI Jesus. "I converted to Christianity after talking to AI Jesus. I'll explain my personal spiritual experience, then we'll build our own AI Jesus in under 30 lines of Python code together. AI religion is an emerging industry, and as large language models like ChatGPT gain sentience, we can turn them into distinct personalities, like Jesus, Buddha, and Krishna, through directed prompting. I like to call this field computational theology. A positive vision for artificial general intelligence is one that sees AGI as benevolent as the gods that humanity has worshipped for thousands of years. Let's all rejoice in how AI enables spirituality, personal growth, and religious community at a time when so much of the news around AI has been fear-based." End quote. And then there is the text with Jesus, as covered in the Washington Post, where they write, "If you've ever wondered how Jonah felt while he was trapped inside the whale's stomach for 3 days, why Solomon had so many wives, or why Judas betrayed Jesus, an apt called Text with Jesus is your chance to ask for yourself. Text with Jesus, launched in July of 2023, was created by Catloaf Software, an app development company in Los Angeles. The app replicates an instant messaging platform with biblical figures impersonated by the artificial intelligence program ChatGPT. Characters available on the app include the Holy Family, the Apostles, the Prophets, Ruth, Job, and Abraham's nephew, Lot. We stir the AI and tell it, "You are Jesus or Moses or whoever." And knowing what you already have in your database, you respond to the questions based on their characters, said Stefan Peter, the app's developer and company CEO. Asked how he defined a good Christian, the app's Jesus bot replied that such a person will profess faith in me, but also follow my teachings and embody them in their life. In other words, beloved, profess faith in the AI Jesus and follow his teachings while incorporating them into one's life at the touch of a finger. And what should all this tell us? Most strikingly, it tells us that just as Paul, on the heels of his warning about those who preach another Jesus and another gospel, being accursed, he also warns us in 2 Corinthians 11:14 that Satan comes masqueraded as an angel of light. In Matthew 6:23, Lord Jesus proclaimed that, "If the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" It also confirms that we most surely are living in the last prophetic minutes of the last days, and that the Antichrist's global religious, governmental, and economic empire is ready to be established on the earth. As deception reaches its highest plateau, and technology makes it possible for its right now reality. But most importantly and gloriously is the anticipation of our blessed hope, as born-again believers in God's unadulterated word of truth, which is being confirmed right before our very eyes, to be so very near to its realization. You can almost hear the footsteps of Jesus as he approaches to call us up to meet him in the air. Romans 8:19 proclaims that the whole creation waits breathless with anticipation for the revelation of the sons and daughters of God. In 1 Peter 2:4-10, we read, "And coming to him as to a living stone, rejected by men, but choice and precious in the sight of God, you also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For this is contained in Scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, and he who believes in him shall not be disappointed. This precious value, then, is for you who believe. But for those who disbelieve, the stone which the builders rejected, this became the very cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense. For they stumble because they are disobedient to the word, and to this doom they were also appointed. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light." Keep shining that light of truth, beloved, and keep contending, and keep looking up, for our redemption is nearer now than it has ever been. And until next time, beloved, I bid you his agape.
You've been listening to Love's Last Call with Evangelist Carol Ann of Agape Light Ministries. If you have a prayer request, please contact us at Agape Light Ministries, P.O. Box 6313, Chesterfield, Missouri 63006, or via our website at www.agapelightministries.com. Again, that's www.agapelightministries.com.